What's up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fantrax podcast coming to you from fanboysanonymous.com. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango. Joining me, as always, is Robert E. Felice.
Hello, everyone.
What we're watching today is going to be... Well, it's actually got a lot of different names, apparently. It went by the names of Project X, Project Extraction, Snafu, X-Baghdad, and they ended up settling on Hidden Strike. And it's the latest Netflix release with Jackie Chan and John Cena that was filmed apparently in 2018, and they waited all this time to say, let's just dump it on Netflix.
Yep.
It does not seem to have good reviews whatsoever. So that in and of itself could be a lot of fun to watch something that's pretty terrible by all accounts on like Rotten Tomatoes and stuff. But we're also watching it in part because John Cena's in it. We're, of course, pro wrestling fans. You know, check out themarkoutmoment.com for all the information on that side of things. And Jackie Chan's fun. It's a stupid action movie. We're both feeling it. Let's blow off some steam.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get some laughs.
Yeah. So this is on Netflix. That's what we're going to be watching it on. Obviously, we can't show you the movie as per usual. That would be a copyright thing. So instead, what we're going to do is what we normally do. If you are brand new to this, then here's how it works. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, then you'll see the little ticker on your screen continue to go the way that it is right now. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to pause that real quick and reset it. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or Amazon Music or Apple or Google Podcasts or something, then you don't have the ticker on your screen. But, you know, trust us, the time code should line up with whenever you hit the play button as well. If you, of course, are not ready by the time that we say 3, 2, 1 play, all you have to do is pause this and then get popcorn and whatever else you want to do and then come back and do it that way. This will make it a lot easier for you if you are on YouTube in particular to pause both things and line up the track if you have to stop for a moment or whatever. But we're essentially just going to give you a commentary track podcast to listen to as if you were hanging out in the same room as us, even though we're on Skype. And that is as simple as it gets. We've done, this is apparently the 69th version of this. Nice. And I'm going to switch over a little graphic here just to have a little bit of a difference for that. Everybody can see that now we're going to get into the movie itself. And it's as simple as that. So you're ready, Rob?
Yep.
And I'm ready, which means if you're not ready, pause. If you are, then continue. Remember, it's going to be 3, 2, 1 play. We are both going to hit play on our Netflix accounts. Or how are you watching? I'm watching it on the computer on Netflix. Are you watching it on your TV?
Yeah, I'm also watching on the computer. I got my left monitor.
That's what I'm doing. I got the right monitor is going to be that, and then the left one's going to be all the OBS stuff. So what it starts off with for me, I don't know if it's doing the same for you, is it just goes straight into the XYZ thing? I don't have the ta-dum thing. I paused it at like 0:00. So keep that in mind, everybody, as well. I mean, it would only give you a split second of a difference anyway, but no ta-dum, just the XYZ fading in. And we're going to do that right now in 3, 2, 1, play. So there's the XYZ.
You got cheated out of that, ta-dum.
I've also got my subtitles on, just to be sure, because I don't know how loud this is going to be, and I want to be able to hear Rob. I don't recognize this intro. Great. It's probably production companies that I've never heard of before. Just like Discount Pillsbury Doughboy. Television film talent. Oh, nobody's going to play that gong thing? Hmm. You ever see that Family Guy bit where he's watching and he's like, oh, this is the start of the movie. Damn it, it's another intro thing.
Yeah, I kind of feel like
it's probably going to be that for this.
Oh my God.
Topping pictures. Yeah, this has got to be another one too.
Jesus
Christ. Yep. And I don't recognize a single one of these.
What happened to the body?
This is going to be another. It's going to be epitome. We are how long into the movie? And it's okay, now we're getting into the film itself. And then you got to, of course, have all the text on screen that says exactly what the same thing. Wow. Oh, my God. In association with these fucking 14 different things. What, did each one of them donate like $60 to the budget?
2 minutes in the movie.
Filmed by Scott Well. I don't know who that is. Which isn't surprising either. I don't know a damn thing about the plot of this or anything.
So, what you may know is Bing Chilling and John C. kind of really diving into Chinese culture from out there, and that's all the difference in this. Wow.
This is where they start getting into that thing from Suicide Squad. This is Katana. She's got my back. So Jackie Chan here, for context, for his age, which we looked up ahead of time, when they were filming this 5 years ago, he was 64 years old.
Making him a very nice 69 today.
Yeah. Which, there you go, 69th episode of Fantrax, and he's 69. The universe works out. And this was apparently supposed to be a Jackie Chan and Sylvester Stallone movie, and Stallone decided not to do it, so John Cena stepped in and did it. Which I'm sure is going to totally change the dynamic, right?
Probably better off.
This is just screaming to be like a video game level where the whole thing blows up.
I think we'll be reading a lot of subtitles and stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. At least for the beginning part until John Cena comes in. Sebastian Krawinkel. I wonder if he has to save Sue Young in this movie. This is just another Rush Hour.
Is this John Cena's stereotype?
Goofy action guy? Yeah.
Yeah, like he just plays a dude bro action guy.
I mean, even so much so that he's got the Hawaiian shirt thing, which is like vacation friends too. It doesn't come out for another 2 weeks. Which we'll probably end up doing a fan tracks for.
Yeah, that one we actually enjoyed. This is literally a promo that John Cena.
Yep. They keep having her just turn her back to there so we could keep getting ass shots. I call him something like Smiley. We're supposed to buy that these two are brothers?
I'm guessing so.
the exposition plot lines just being tossed out there. The highway of death. It's dangerous.
So they're brothers.
But he's a nice guy because he plays with kids.
Raising.
Teaching them the good old American pastime of baseball, having a catch with his surrogate son. How long before somebody that he knows gets killed? You know what I mean?
How long until someone that he thinks he can trust turns on?
Right. You're my brother. I thought I could trust you.
It's going to be this guy. This guy's going to turn on him.
It's got to be either this guy or the brother because they're the only two people that he's actually interacting with. Yeah.
I hate when the pump is rusted.
Phrasing. So this is just Quantum of Solace.
Shitty movie.
Yep. Not one of the better Bond films by any means. This guy looks like a bunch of different actors. Like he's a stand-in for the dude that was in Dawson's Creek and the stand-in for a bunch of other people.
Well, I mean, Cena at this point is a stand-in for Stallone.
Yeah. She's hot.
Yes.
That one there in that shot's not bad looking either, but this one in the tank top. All right, all three of them are pretty.
Is she the Lethal Weapon?
She might be. Of course, he's Chris. That's such a generic American name.
God, he's playing generic white guy number 4.
Yeah.
He happens to be the lead.
You could pretty much only give John Cena names like John, Chris.
Steve,
yeah. Joe.
Adam.
I was just going to say Adam, yeah. Like, it'd be really strange if somebody was like, he's Gustav. So Jackie Chan looks fucking good, man. 65 here. Or 64, yeah. Whatever that is.
I mean, I didn't even know he was that old until we looked that up.
Like, he looks like he would be like 50. Maybe even 40-something.
So do you think John Cena and Jackie Chan are going to start out as enemies?
They're going to start what?
You think they're going to start off as enemies?
Probably. That way you could get the action scene between the two of them before they realize that they're on the same side and then work together.
Interesting, I can't tell who the baby face is yet.
She's gonna just draw a dick. No, just graffiti. Right here.
Oh, Dad. It feels like that's where that was going.
I wonder if this is going to be one of those movies where the majority of the action takes place on these buses.
I can visualize it.
Because they did say, oh, this is on like this big highway thing. So that might just be like a car movie for the most part. It's going to turn into the Green Hill Zone. Suddenly it's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Spoiler alert, 9 check. There you go.
Oh, no, 12 check. Dad.
Yep, there you go.
Told you.
They've got tension because of something that happened to the mom, but by the end of the movie, they're going to realize that they do love each other.
Love is all that matters, and she's probably going to end up with John C.
I wonder if that's going to be the case, yeah.
Listen, if we called this whole movie 5 minutes in,
all right, Mad Max, Fury Road. It looks so tragic. Put on your seatbelt, young lady.
This is very paint by numbers.
Yeah. So yeah, who is this like terrorist or whatever that they're transporting? We haven't seen them, right?
Maybe we haven't, but maybe we have.
Oh my god, the score for this is even trying to bite off of Fury Road to a certain extent.
Don't worry, we're just driving.
Just a little dirty, it's still good.
Still blown up, it's still good. It's only a little smolder. It's still. Yeah. Is she the weapon?
Oh, she's not supposed to be like this terrorist or something, right?
We don't know.
Look at that shot. They're getting all stylish.
Yeah, I'm not gonna forgive you. Yeah, you left us. You don't understand. I had to work.
It was too hard for me. I needed to protect you in another way. Your country needed you, but what about your daughter? It'll be like, I wasn't there for my daughter. I need to be there for her now. I'm making a difference. She gotta say that at some point.
I'm not sure those situations happen in real life.
What's that?
I think most, especially when they reach the age that the system
is. You're going in and out.
Hold on. I think most people, especially when they reach the age that this person is supposed to be, they understand when their father says something like, the country needed me.
Yeah, I was on a top secret mission. Especially because she's probably going to be all like, my duty takes priority over almost everything.
Yeah, you should understand that. Yeah.
This is so Mad Max Fury Road.
You better start talking, lady. Oh, what the hell in the name of fear? What is going on here? Oh, it's John Cena.
My name is Knox. Let's get that out of the way here.
You think John Cena is in the red Punisher mask?
Think he's what?
You think he's in the red Punisher mask? What do you think John Cena's mercenary attire would be?
I'm getting a feeling this is going to be less about John Cena being betrayed by people and more that they recruited him to do something that he doesn't realize that he's doing. And he's going to be like, oh, you set me up
to
be a bad guy. And now I need to go against
save
you.
The people.
Right.
Oh my God. Could do without the spinning camera.
Yeah, it's kind of unnecessary. Oof.
Oh, shit. Oh my God.
I dig the badass hottie, though.
Yeah. Glad we're on the same page.
Anybody who's not on that same page is wrong.
He doesn't mean that.
So I can't imagine that this movie is going to, like, kill truckloads full of, or busloads full of people. But they do have 11 buses. You would assume that some of them are going to get...
There's
going to
be a scene where at least three of them blow up.
Right.
They won't, like, slaughter them one by one.
Yeah. Wow, that's a fucking green screen right there. Yeah, here we go. Like, wow, something's fishy here, man. I wonder why some of these shots are looking like really bad green screen. Remember when you were asking earlier if we were going to be reading a lot of subtitles?
Looks like we are. Thanks, Dad.
I wonder why they waited so long to release this movie if it was just like 2018 means that they had this done pre-COVID. They could have released it during the time frame when they were trying to release a lot of things during COVID and get people to boost their subscribers. Because it can't be that they were like, oh, the movie's not good, so we need to do reshoots or something. Like, clearly they're not doing that.
Was it pre-COVID or post-COVID when John Cena got in trouble for saying Taiwan's not a country?
I would assume pre. The storm was man-made. That created an entire sandstorm.
Well, I mean, it in front of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Yeah, I like how the subtitles are like exciting score. Like, be excited. No, he can't. He's in a fucking helicopter.
John Cena's name is supposed to be Chris Van Home. Van Home? H-O-M-E, really?
And Jackie Chan's is Dragon Low. Or Luo. Lao. Yeah, this movie's totally going to just be cars chasing each other. We're about a third of the way through the movie. Isn't that funny?
No. That's really bad.
Somewhere between a quarter and a third.
It's real bad. Like,
that's a bad matte painting type looking shot. It's funny, but I like not to crap on writers and stuff, because obviously everybody does their job hoping that they do it well and all. But like, the script for this can't be long. You know what I mean?
Well, it looks like they weren't really catering towards us, you know?
Hmm?
It looks like they weren't really catering towards like an American audience.
Even still, though, I mean, like, you got to assume, based off of the way that this has gone so far, the majority of the script is going to be like, and then action sequence takes place. We're going to get some payoff of that at the end, where like, not, Cyclops here, hey, is going to...
Knox.
Right, yeah. La, la, la. To show, like, okay, well, now I respect you, so I'm going to call you Knox.
You can be my wingman.
Yeah. That's definitely a John Cena addition to call one of them Tramp Stamp.
Excited to see Vacation Friends too.
Because
I think like most wrestlers, he gets put into these roles, but I think he's better in the not action roles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends. Like, obviously this isn't a great script, so he doesn't have too much to work with, but I haven't seen the Fast and the Furious movie things to see if he's...
Let's tell the truth here. What's he good at doing?
Yeah.
He's not good at the serious promos. He's good at going, fine speech, and then just ripping on a guy.
Yeah. Out of the movies that I've seen him in, I'm pretty sure that Vacation Friends is the best performance that I've seen him. Because he wasn't anything special at all in Bumblebee, for instance.
Who's a heel, though? The hell, Tramp Stamp? I think Tomb Raider will stay babyface and help him in the end.
I can see that.
Either that or you'll get a really cool fight scene between Jackie Chan's action girl and this action girl.
I could see potentially even both happening. Where they have their fight, and then...
And then they tag team at the end.
Right, yeah. If not, then it'll end up being Tomb Raider stays heel and gets killed by Hot Chinese Action Girl. I don't know the character's name.
Oh, wow, you're already turning babyface on your father?
Do you need to do that?
Who cares? It looked cool.
That's a typical Jackie Chan thing. Swinging into something feet first. He did that all the time in the Rush Hour movies. It was just some guy, I don't know. There you go.
What did I tell you?
How could you, Owen? We saw you in one scene.
We were friends, kind of.
At least an implication of friends. What about that water, man? You fucking kidnapped me, asshole. Of course, it's a problem. Yeah, he's calling him Knox, so. Nothing. Join me.
Your time is up.
Yeah, he starts cutting him for a moment about that. Oh yeah, well my time is now.
I'm so bad.
Chris, wait, come on, man.
What would Dad have done? Dad wouldn't.
There you go. That'd be great if Cena's just not in the rest of the movie.
I would die.
Yeah, you're dying.
Oh, you're dying here?
There you go.
Oh my god.
You knew that was gonna fucking happen. Oh, there goes Tomb Raider.
No!
You're this, like, major mercenary and you've got the one-handed gun thing.
Why are we involving the French?
Why not?
Is the reason John Cena learned to speak Chinese because he has to go full babyface?
And even speak Chinese?
That might be it. Oh my. Imagine John Cena just gets shot right there. Look, I'm not calling him Chris. This movie doesn't
No, he's John that. Cena. Man, it weighs so heavily on my heart.
I'm thinking about my dad.
Yeah.
I apologize to anyone who's actually interested in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it's been long.
Oh my god, are they going to kill the little kid?
No.
There's a chance.
Stop it.
They got the ominous music playing and all.
Not right now. Oh, fuck. Don't kill the kid.
I mean, I don't think that Jackie Chan's character is going to end up killing the kid. That would be really weird if he's just like, bang, 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 just fucking shoots this little this kid. War. They're really going to play catch?
You're not doing this. Tony, please.
I'm playing baseball with an idiot.
How are you? Oh, he's got a heart. There's no way I could be. La 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 la.
Fun house.
Fun house. What did he say about nicknames?
Right. I love that they're just like killing time with this movie.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Nothing's happening at all anymore.
We got an hour left, but it also feels like
we're at like a 3/4 of the way done film.
Are we gonna get a Jackie Chan fight scene? You killed my brother.
Yeah, because he's going to assume that Jackie Chan killed him.
He said make it look like Chinese payback.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, prefer Chinese checkers.
I'm more of a really Chinese bad. Food type of guy. But
it's a really bad joke.
Tony, would you ever aggressively play catch with Jackie Chan?
I don't think I would aggressively do anything with Jackie Chan. He would whip my shit out of me. Jackie Chan at 70 in two hits could take out me at my physical peak. That's being generous as two hits. Yeah, here we go with our
oh my god,
our fight sequence between the two.
Body slam, body slam, body slam.
Yeah, let's try to count the pro wrestling moves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how physics works.
That count?
Yeah, you don't kick somebody that they can slide across like that. But sure, whatever.
Come on, body slam.
Here we go.
Yes, yes. Headlock takeover.
Oh, now he's got him in a sleeper.
Come on, do the Bret Hart.
Big dumb brute American. You know what this is? This is Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Oh, it's both rules and sucks.
The way that they're approaching the dialogue between the punches and everything is great.
I've seen him do this. You saved my brother's dead body. It can't be you.
Who, us? We're all Zen baguettes.
No, that's the other guy. That's Hulk Hogan.
Throw it behind you.
Throw it back. What the fuck?
There you go. Start shooting.
I'm not gonna lie. It's not great, but I'm not having a bad time.
I mean, we went into this movie knowing it wasn't going to be good. Just throw some of Playboy. What do you got to do? Throw each individual bullet?
What is happening?
Now we're firmly into the buddy cop playful banter side.
Oh, wow, John Cena's too smart for everything. No! Duck! This sucks.
This is so dumb. Now there's going to be like a missile or something.
John, please. Look up, there's probably a missile coming.
Who killed that? Yeah, exactly. He's going to go back to that. You'll never know. Fake ass looking background.
I love and I hate this movie. I gotta say. Like,
he's like, oh man, I love this truck. Okay. I'm surprised that they don't have him wearing like a red, white, and blue outfit. And he's not like hitting more American tropes. Like, I mean, they already had like baseball and everything, but he wasn't like, man, I wish I could get a good hot dog out here or something, you know?
The full name.
Here we go.
You doing very good.
They totally were just like, you can speak some Chinese, let's throw a thing in there about that. Let's show off these skills. Like what they did when people can, like, somebody can sing, and then on a TV show they give them a scene where they sing and all. Yeah, he told you that. Hmm.
Fuck.
I mean, you lose all your bargaining chips at this point if you kill that one. The zip tie isn't even really on her.
Can shoot him anyway.
Yeah, he's totally gonna shoot him.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. They didn't have the balls to do that. Big dog.
What is this movie?
Bad. He's like, yeah, see, he's good with kids. He's got a heart. My future son-in-law.
Yep. Exactly. I wish we had time to watch a Bond after this to clean.
To cleanse the palate.
Legend has it, this is the scene that made John Cena decide he would have children with Nikki Bella.
So he could sing Old MacDonald to them.
It was too late, but you know.
There you go.
We doing here?
What a bonding experience. Can any of you do a chimp? Forgot to just go on different types of apes.
Oh my god. I'm bonding with my dad in the way that I never could when I was a child.
Giraffe. Clearly, yeah. Now they start fighting again. Who killed my people?
I'd appreciate it if you just like, yeah, you son of a bitch. Who killed my people?
Right, yeah.
I got to touch Jackie Chan's hand.
He's like, let's let the kids eat, and then he grabs their food.
Well, he didn't say that. John Cena did.
Right. Let's let the kids eat. Then Jackie Chan's like, let's let me eat.
In fairness, he is Jackie Chan. It's my duh. Yeah.
They just get chased straight to the chase when it comes to, like, and then here's the scene where they bond over that, and then here's the scene where they
hey, you don't want you don't want something here.
And now my brother's dead. I have nobody left.
Give the full name.
Yeah, they're the fist bump.
Hell yes.
Well, you know that means that a Terminator is nearby. Maybe don't leave him to doing the signals. He just told you that he signaled the wrong thing for his dad. So now I'm curious, if this would have been Stallone, obviously the whole dynamic of like him being younger and being into the daughter, that wouldn't have been the case. They would have been like two contemporaries because Stallone's around the same age as Jackie Chan.
That's why I said somebody probably wrote it. Like, I can see a Chinese script saying, oh, we want big American action guy, like, so it's just Stallone.
Right.
And they go, he's not young enough for this. So they're like, okay, who is John C? They're probably one of The Rock, but
guaranteed as well. Cena did this because he's like, I get to work with Jackie Chan? Fuck yeah.
But yeah, I'm willing to bet that's why anybody took this movie.
Yeah. Well, all of the lesser known actors, they could have just done it because, you know, it's a job. They get paid. But don't let me die like your dad. Okay, yeah, he just picks up somebody and throwing something like that.
I would have preferred more of the buddy cop dynamic.
Like jumping straight into this.
Yeah.
John Cena would be arguably the best choice to play Guile in a Street Fighter remake.
I'd be good with it.
He's got a fucking rocket launcher.
Yes. Yes. That rules.
Yeah, that looks realistic.
Glad you noticed. He's a sexy American man.
How do they know that they're looking for him?
Well, John Cena's already proven he's too cool for school.
I like that some of these dudes come out with sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one dude's got a pitchfork. Even better. Chuck that grenade. What?
Okay.
Now we gotta stop him. What's the name of this one gonna be, since the other one was Ethel?
We need something fun, like Sabotage by the Beastie Boys playing over the scene.
I could see that happening. It's too dangerous. Yeah. How long before she ends up just tagging along anyway? Man. He's not going to tell John Cena either to not use the gun.
This movie sucks. I love it.
I He's like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do with your daughter.
Yeah.
Going to take it slow, put it in her hole.
I love this. It was so stupid. Because they're trying to do like 5 different movie tropes in one movie.
Yeah, they are really just like, can we just do a couple of those scenes and call it a day? He was looking at you, kid.
I'm going to marry that man.
Yeah, here she goes. She gets into that so she can follow them. And she'll get the big action shot of her, like, speeding along in that blue truck or Jeep or whatever it was. Or else I'm going to kill your kid, remember?
Don't let him move, wait, let him move.
Biscuits, 1, 2, 3, 4.
9, 6, 5, 7.
Now you don't need them anymore, right? You can just shoot them both.
That's, I never like when they do that. That doesn't take into account possible issues that may come through. All right, that's kind of cool.
About the CGI there?
Yeah, I like the little Cinema 4D rendered graphic there.
I know I'm not an idiot, but thank you for giving that explanation out there for the people that are watching this movie. So that way we have a ticking clock.
Like, why are they trying to shoehorn every, like, and we've got Arabic, and we've got the French, and the Chinese.
Yeah, it's funny. It's, you got the American is inside Iraq, where there are a bunch of Chinese people with this oil pipeline that the French are interested in. Which kind of makes it seem like they should throw out their, there's like, you know, maybe a German's going to pop up. Maybe a Russian.
And they're somehow all multilingual.
Yeah. I thought they were going to run those people over. That would have been great. That would have been a perfect time for a Willem scream. He's like, yeah, I can't do that. I like that they had John Cena block a sword with his hand.
So we think the girl saves them?
Saves them while the two dudes do all the action.
Yeah.
Very well could be the case. He's kind of a big ass pipe.
He's going to give Jackie Chan's daughter the
jump under the pipe. Time for a boss fight.
Now they gotta fit the under boss.
I've got Chris. That shot's awful. God, that was like some Matrix Revolution shit. Or Reloaded. Revolution's the third. I keep forgetting about that.
Yes. More of that.
He's going to get rid of the... Oh, that's right. They can't use the guns. I mean, I guess those people can use their guns.
But it was once the oil, like if you're in the presence of the oil. Cool. And fucking rules.
There you go, that's a wrestling move. Magazine. Bullets.
That counts.
Couldn't have just thrown it to him. Now, ruining these computers, is it not going to just stop this whole fucking thing? Or what? Okay.
Get it? It's a penis.
Do I see throwing a bunch of chairs at him? Who's the hooded guy? I don't remember that guy. Yeah, you're not going to be able to chase that down. But if you get into the little tanker thing, then maybe.
The Yeah, I don't think we need to see Johnson and Red.
Because that's the thing that they used for the sandstorm, right? With the jet engine. Mm-hmm. So he's going to hit the jet engine thing and it's going to boost him like a fucking Batmobile rocket.
What is this movie?
Okay. Wait, did they just pass each other?
Yeah.
Who's Susie? Let me drive. Yeah, okay. They're ignoring that trope at least. I guess because that's too, like, why does a man have to take over, you know? Jeez.
This movie is fantastic. And really?
I don't understand when people act like cars are the coolest fucking thing in the world. It's all like, oh man, you're damaging my car. I can't believe that you're doing that to the fucking gear shift and whatever. Like, it's a car.
Yeah, just because you live in New York and don't need to drive anywhere.
Yeah, even when I had my own car, I was like, who gives a shit? I'll give it gas when it needs it. If I need new tires, I'll get it. Transmission goes, I'll fucking replace the transmission. Like, I've never been a car guy.
Yeah, but if you had the chance to get like a really... like specific car.
You know what? Like, and people talk about that and they go like, oh, would you have like this like sweet ass car? I would end up just getting like a sensible car and pocketing the rest of the money. If somebody's like, you had $100,000, what car would you get? I'd get like,
like an Aston Martin.
Like, I would just be like, just give me like a Nissan and then I'll end the rest of the money. Because even the Aston Martins, I don't like them. Like the DB5, I don't like the look of it. Fucking jumping up on the springs. This looks like it would be kind of fun. Who would have coordinated this kind of thing? I know, we'll have a scene where there's like this bungee jumping in the middle of a factory.
Jan.
How would you kill the bad guy in this scene?
I don't know. What are they diving into? Like, what is that? Foam?
I think it's... Soap? Yeah, like some kind of soapy foam.
How would I kill the bad guy?
With all the bungee jumping and the rope, like the cord and all, I'd probably have him, like, get strangled.
Yeah, but they're probably going to want Jackie Chan to do, like, some death blow.
Yeah. So maybe he hooks him into that and forces him to bungee jump upward and hit like an electrical thing.
Why the need for this?
I don't know. They probably sat there thinking it would be so cool if we had some, like, one of them went to one of those nightclubs with the foam and they're like, dude, we'll have a fucking foam fight. There you go. Right into the thing.
Nothing, no death.
I guess that's it. So no electrocution, just rams head first into the thing. What?
A Peking duck.
Oh my god, you had to do that so that way he doesn't have to have the foam on for the whole rest of the movie.
That rules. Big fan of this movie, too.
What happened to Badass Hottie Girl?
Oh yeah, what'd they do with her?
They just stopped showing her.
Did she die?
No, she she was talking to Jackie Chan's character, I think. And then I guess she was just part of the other section of the crew. And Jackie Chan's like, fuck it, I'll do it all by myself. Here's a couple more of those buses. Maybe she's in the section or something. This looks like a shot straight out of Transformers.
Why are they making him like the worst stereotype of American?
Because big dumb American. That's why. Oh, come on. Having John Cena say, can't you see me?
I didn't catch that.
Slow.
Big dumb American.
Big dumb ape, here's my gorilla impression. Here's the where the with the jet propulsion engine comes in. No, it isn't. Hit the button. There you go. Or maybe wear a seatbelt.
Man, why don't you just sit down?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't like to sit down, remember? She likes standing while driving. You know that the people making this movie, they were like, this is going to be so badass.
I mean, John Cena and Jackie Chan are in a jet-fueled truck. That is pretty badass.
Well, you didn't have your seatbelt on.
Oh
Oh my god. Bro, what? Oh my god.
Fucking Domino's. Now, all that oil is wasted, right? I mean, they're really going to do this one by one. It's fucking Domino's for sure.
That's how you kill the heel?
But the Owen guy is going to survive, right? Yeah. That way they can have more of a confrontation. Well, Jackie Chan killed that other dude, so that means John Cena's got to kill this guy.
Well, he has to. He killed his brother.
Right. And, you know, big dumb American has to fight the other white guy. He just like flips him off and drives off. Yeah, just press them all. Some of these shots, like that one right there, just look like, I don't know where they were going with the framing of it, but it looks so fake.
Admit it, this is your favorite Jackie Chan movie ever.
Favorite Jackie Chan and John Cena movie, right? And favorite Middle Eastern, American French. Meets Chinese, French, Arabic oil plot. But if you can't hear each other, then he's not going to hear that either.
You saved my life on this very important mission. Dad.
And he'll have already jumped. Just he'll be the one that pulls him up.
How's the motherfucker surviving?
Think Cena just like kicks the car over.
Be cool. You got to spit blood at Jackie Chan.
Roll underneath. I know you said to jump at 5, but I figured I would jump at 3 or some kind of bullshit like that. Also, they didn't do anything to stop the continuous flow of the oil, did they?
Nope. Really melting that baby face, Pop.
The symbolism. Our family's repaired now.
La 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 la. La la. You are my dad.
I understand. So dumb.
What? You had to nearly die.
Nah, they're not gonna kill off John Cena.
America.
How bad that shot is.
Oh my God. Please do this right here.
She's like, I mean, I'd fuck him.
Please end the movie on that. Oh my fucking God.
And they're probably sitting there thinking, oh, there's an option for a potential sequel here. So this is how we just wrap up the, you know, fuck the French side of it. The water gonna be flowing? There's the flowing water. And they're all gonna celebrate when they should be drinking.
Okay, so he...
And she's going to kiss him because they're together.
Probably. Yep, there you go. Ah, okay, they didn't quite do it. Ah, oh, there she is. Do you want to join? Yeah. Sequel. Not quite as much Hidden Strike. Oh, we're going to get the bloopers.
I'm good with that.
Good old Jackie Chan bloopers. Dude's just laughing.
John Cena rocks.
God, the amount of times they probably had to do things like this. This is better than that, the whole rest of the movie.
This rules. Bond.
Why was this such a hard thing for them to film if there's all these stunts?
You know what?
Thumbs up. I mean, this would have been such a better movie if they would have just flat out done that. Well, I mean, we're on the credits that are just like the credits at this point. I'm just going to pause that. It's just not even going to play the credits for me. It's already going straight to Muscles and Mayhem, which was a good documentary. That's Hidden Strike.
You know what? I know you're going to be like, bullshit, but that was good.
Sure. Yeah, bad movie, fun time. As we were kind of expecting.
That's all I want from this. Like,
we're not going into a movie like this expecting Oscar caliber kind of shit.
I just want to enjoy these kinds of things. And I laughed the whole way through.
For it to be 5 years ago that they filmed this movie and they waited that long to release it, I'm pretty sure that they're not going to do another one. But who knows? If they do another one, I'll probably fucking watch it. The amount of movies that I've seen this year that are terrible action movies, it's like the majority of what I've watched. Like most recently, I've got Barbenheimer. I'm going to do the double feature, not tomorrow, but Saturday. But recently I've been watching a lot of Conan and what was the other one that I just watched recently? It was, Raw Deal, where it's Arnold Schwarzenegger getting back into the FBI and whatnot. So, man, the average rating that I've given most of these movies is like a 1.5 or 2 out of 5. This obviously is not going to be a 4. But I'm glad to watch it. Fun shit.
I'm looking forward to Barbenheimer.
I'm
glad that it has revamped the movie world.
In some ways, yeah. It's kind of making more money than practically any other film this year.
In like the last 5 years.
Maybe, yeah. This one, of course, not as much. Just a Netflix thing.
Oh, that was fun. Look, we goofed off the entire time.
Yeah.
Not a moment of this shit was serious.
Sorry to the people that made the movie that were taking it seriously the entire time. So they're thinking they're making some kind of a masterpiece.
They weren't. They were like, we got Jackie Chan and big, strong American man.
Well, of course, if you want us to watch more of anything in particular, whether it's dumb action movies like this, or if you want us to do prestige movies or something, or review points, or anything that's outside of it, it doesn't have to just be a fan tracks, it could be plenty of other things, then make sure that you hit up the Patreon that you can see, or on patreon.com/fanboysanonymous, or if you're on YouTube here, click on the little join button, that'll give you access to the channel membership side. It's exactly the same sort of thing, so, one or the other, whatever your preference is. But make sure you are subscribed to this channel. Ring that little notification bell in case we have anything going on that we end up going live for. It's not something we normally do here, but I'd like to do some live content. That'd be kind of fun. Make sure that you click the share button right next to the like button to pass this around if you think anybody might be interested in checking it out. And as per usual, check out fanboysanonymous.com for everything that's happening over there, because not everything's just on the YouTube channel. A lot of things are editorials and lists and so on and so forth. Got the Blueprint Project, not at all related to anything that happened on this, but you should be checking that out. And go to the link tree that you can find on amangotree.com for all the other accounts. Smart Guy Moment stuff if you are a John Cena fan. My personal account's at Tony Mango. My Letterboxd if you want to follow that. And if you want to follow anything that Rob's got going on, follow him.
Yep, follow me everywhere at Dude Police. You should check out all of my writings on Fightful.com and WrestleZone.com, unless you don't give a shit about wrestling, in which case I would say, please continue to check out Fanboys Anonymous. We do so many of these fun little watch-alongs. I'd like to thank Tony for indulging me past midnight way too often.
Yeah, it is 2:30 right now.
DudePolice.com. is a website that I will eventually have up and running. Forever coming soon. But I want it to be more of a slice of my life. And that will include a lot more of things like this and the superhero stuff and just, pop culture in general. So we'll see when that gets off the ground.
Oh, all right, everybody. That's going to do us in for this Hidden Strike Fan Tracks podcast. I want to thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you next time with whatever it is that we do next. It's probably going to be Vacation Friends too. But maybe there's something else in the meantime. I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll see when we see it. We still should be doing a lot of that stuff. Yeah. The X-Men stuff, the Batman stuff. There's a million things on the docket that we haven't gotten around to. But we will see you with whatever the next one is. And until then, it's time for us to geek out.